I'm here today talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about our latest update report on best value at West Dunbartonshire Council. John, looking at progress since July 2009 then, what are your main findings?
The Commission welcomes the positive steps taken by the Council, but we also say that it has made insufficient progress on many of the areas identified in 2006 as priorities for immediate improvement. And on top of that, its financial situation is also now concerning.
Can you give a bit more detail about those concerns there?
Yes, we welcome the fact that the Council now has an agreed improvement plan and that they have the benefit of support from other parts of the local government community, and that support goes to both councillors and senior officers. But there has been insufficient progress against many of the areas identified in the original best value audit in 2006 as priorities for immediate improvements. These areas include strategic leadership and councillor and officer relations, and a number of the issues raised in this report have been matters of concern for some time, and councillors could be more engaged also with the improvement agenda. Now, in addition, West Dunbartonshire's financial position is a matter of concern in itself, but it is especially troubling as the Council has made limited progress on ensuring appropriate strategic leadership and effective relationships between councillors and senior officers. And so I'm afraid we cannot be confident of the Council's ability to make difficult decisions that address its financial difficulties.
So what should the Council be focusing on now?
The Council needs to focus on two areas to achieve a sustainable financial position and to ensure progress with the improvement plan. The two points are these. Firstly, to establish systems to ensure the management, the monitoring and reporting of progress against projected savings, including the key milestones that should be clear, and senior councillors must be in a position to deliver regular and robust scrutiny of their achievement. And secondly, they need to take urgent steps to make more effective use of the support available from others in the local government community so that faster progress can be made with the improvement plan. COSLA and the Improvement Service are helping the Council with this at the moment.
So who has a role to play here in driving improvements at the Council?
The Council has made limited progress on ensuring appropriate strategic leadership and effective relationships between councillors and senior officers. All councillors therefore have a key role to play here, and it's important that they fully engage with the improvement agenda, as it is important for senior officers to do likewise. The local government community elsewhere, other councils and organisations set up for councils, can help support West Dunbartonshire. And as auditors, we are also aware of the need closely to monitor this progress.
What happens next with the audit then?
The Commission will be seeking regular updates, hopefully to provide assurance that the financial position of the Council is being addressed effectively. Now, on top of that, Audit Scotland and the other scrutiny bodies are currently drawing up shared risk assessments and schedules for audit and inspection work, not only for West Dunbartonshire, but for each of Scotland's councils. And this will give an audit and scrutiny plan for the next 3 years. These plans will assess the use of resources and the performance of key services.
Okay, John, thanks very much.